The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Welcome back to the Seth Leibson Show. It is a honor and a privilege to welcome to the show Jason D. Greenblatt. He is the author of a brand new book he just had published, and I dug into it, In the Path of Abraham, How Donald Trump Made Peace in the Middle East and How to Stop Joe Biden from Making It. And when this book was recommended to me, I have to tell you, you know, it's interesting. I haven't read a book on the Middle East, history or contemporary, in a little while. And it dawned on me, when you do read a book about contemporary goings on in the Middle East, you are reading Middle East history. History suffuses everything up until this very moment. Mr. Greenblatt, congrats on the book and welcome to the show. Thanks for being with us.
Thanks so much for hosting me.
I do this with first-time guests routinely, and you being one of them. Tell the audience a little bit about yourself, a little autobiography, and how you came to be doing what you're doing with this book.
Sure. I was working for then-Donald Trump for about 20 years, rising through the ranks, became his chief legal officer, and then he announced his candidacy. He wanted to have people on his team who knew and understood Israel and the U.S. relationship with Israel. So he asked me to join an advisory committee for Israel, and then eventually he won and asked me to join him in the White House to strengthen the U.S.-Israel relationship, to see if peace could be achieved between Israel and the Palestinians, and to try to achieve peace between Israel and some of its Arab neighbors. So I was honored and blessed to serve the United States of America while working at the White House.
Front row seat and driver of the car in working on those Abraham Accords. Thank you, Mr. Greenblatt. I'm going to spell your name for the audience. They want to look at the book. Greenblatt. It's an odd thing about this world of foreign policy. A lot of presidents come in talking about or even thinking about being the next crafter of Middle East peace. Most of them, you correct me on anything I say that's not correct, sir, but most of them tend to get their fingers burnt. This was one of the most unlikely things with one of the unlikely administrations to cobble it together, because it took such a strong and direct stance that went against correct conventional wisdom to all kinds of Cassandra calls that X, Y, or Z, whether it's Jerusalem, whether it's Golan Heights, whether it's Iran, whether it's Soleimani, was going to break out into a huge war, and quite the opposite happened. Donald Trump's presidency yielded one of the most pacific moments and eras in Middle East peace, it seems to me. Kind of ironic in a sense. Is that a wrong way to look at it or categorize it?
No, I think it's a good way to look at it, but I think it's because he was willing to look at the conventional thinking and say, this doesn't sound right to me, and in fact do the things that you mentioned. Recognize Jerusalem as the capital of Israel. Let's remember that every presidential candidate made that promise. Only Donald Trump honored the promise. He followed U.S. law. He wasn't afraid when people told him that, you know, not exactly these words, but that blood would be spilled in the streets if he honored U.S. law.
Right.
He did not think that that was the right approach, recognizing that the only solution for the Golan Heights is to keep it under Israeli sovereignty. He wasn't afraid to call a spade with the Palestinians and say to them, look, I'm here to try to make peace, to try to make your lives better, but you have to do things in good faith. So I think it's because of his unconventional ways that he made such progress.
And that he stood by the ally so definitively and so determinedly, it left no confusion and wiggle room for the enemies to think they could play games with this. Is that fair, too, to say?
Yes, and I think that's really a very important point, you know, and I cover this a lot in the book, where people say, for example, when Israel is attacked, typical State Department language, or even sometimes White House Department language, is, okay, Israel has the right to defend itself, but then they go on to say, oh, but Israel needs to be careful because the Palestinians have rights too. Well, you know what, when a country is attacked by people throwing missiles and balloons that have incendiary devices in them that blow up and hurt people and blow up fields or put fields on fire and rocket attacks and terror tunnels, there's no whataboutism. Israel could defend itself because it's attacked. They're going to do everything they can, of course, to avoid civilian casualties. But stop saying that the people who are attacking them deserve rights, too. People who are attacking them have to stop attacking them. Israel should defend itself. And let's stand unequivocally by Israel, which is what President Trump and the administration did.
Which sent the message that the jig was up with a lot of these other players on the opposite side of it, and a lot of them came around. I have to take a quick commercial break, Mr. Greenblatt. I want to pursue that when we come back. For many years, people had said, well, the Palestinians are really just kind of a tool of the larger Arab states' concerns and Arab aggression, or at least Arab financing in the Middle East. They're not taking that seriously. And people said, no, the Palestinians are their own really state and nation and part and parcel of the rest of the Arab world. Some of this Abraham Accord yielded, I think, more of an illustration of the first point rather than the second, that there was no real serious love for an effort to push Palestinian statehood from these other states, and that they were used as a tool. I would like to get Mr. Greenblatt's take on that when we come back. Jason Greenblatt is the author of In the Path of Abraham, How Donald Trump Made Peace in the Middle East, and How to Stop Joe Biden from Unmaking It. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the Seth Leibson Show. Delighted to have Jason Greenblatt with us. Jason D. Greenblatt is the author of brand new book, In the Path of Abraham, How Donald Trump Made Peace in the Middle East and How to Stop Joe Biden from Unmaking It. Still summer reading material here. Take to the beach if you haven't taken your summer break yet. I haven't. Mr. Greenblatt, it had been said for years that the Palestinian population was used as a pawn in the larger Arab-Israeli conflict. Others would say, no, they are taken seriously. They are on par with Lebanon, Saudi Arabia, you name it. Turns out, you know, after some of these Abraham Accords went wholesale into negotiations with some of these big players, whether it was Bahrain or Morocco or Sudan, maybe even Saudi Arabia, turns out maybe that former thought was right, that the Palestinians were kind of abused by their own nation states for the past several decades.
So I want to focus more on the recent past.
Okay.
And I think that while these Arab countries do hope for a better future for the Palestinians, they are very frustrated by the Palestinian leadership. It's important to understand there's really two Palestinian leaderships. There's the Hamas, Iran terrorist puppets, the bloodthirsty terrorists who want to destroy Israel, that rule over about 2 million Palestinians in Gaza and cause much suffering for the Palestinians. And then there's the leadership in Ramallah who, you know, control some of the Palestinian territories, don't do a very good job at it. And it's those leaders that really abuse the Palestinians and use them as political pawns. The Arab countries themselves want a better future for the Palestinians. They may or may not advocate a Palestinian state, and what a Palestinian state means different things to different people. That's why we never use that phrase two-state solution, because it's just too imprecise as to what that would mean. But they, you know, the Arab countries are frustrated by Palestinian intransigence and Palestinian refusal to negotiate in good faith. We were not the first administration that the Palestinian leadership walked away from.
That's well put, Mr. Greenblatt. Thank you for that. Joe Biden recently went to Saudi Arabia. The president, Donald Trump, did a lot of work with Saudi Arabia. Saudi Arabia was, if you'll forgive me or permit me, a bit of an enigma, to say the least. And my question is, how does one in the West know where to side as between a regional fight between, or perhaps it's a regional and global fight, as between Iran and Saudi Arabia? Saudi Arabia is enigmatic to me. Iran tells you what they want to do. But Saudi Arabia has proven itself over the years to be no great saint, to put it no higher. I remember after the 9/11 attacks, every conference in D.C. that had to do with global affairs was people worried about Saudi Arabia. What brought that around? What brought Saudi around? What brought Saudi U.S. around? What brought Saudi Israel around?
So I think, again, here too, we need to look at today's Saudi Arabia, not Saudi Arabia from decades ago. I think, in fairness, every country goes through its growth process, and I think today's Saudi Arabia is a country that has a vision to change, to move into modern times. That doesn't mean they're going to give up their religious observance, so it's very near and dear to them. but they are trying to completely transform their society, their economy. They're interested in having peace and living peacefully with its neighbors, including eventually Israel. They're not ready to sign the Abraham Accords yet. But if you compare that to Iran, Iran's desire is to wipe Israel off the face of the earth. Iran's desire is to attack America, and Iran's desire is to take over most of the Middle East. So I think we need strong allies like Saudi Arabia, obviously together with Israel and the UAE and others, to help fight against the Iranian threat.
What has been done with the Abraham Accords is, to say miracle is probably too strong, but it was quite amazing what was accomplished with it. And the second part of the subtitle of your book, How to Stop Joe Biden from Unmaking It, all these gains, any foreign policy gain is reversible. We are on the precipice of reversing some of these gains, though, in a way. And I wondered if you might address yourself to the audience on that a little bit.
Sure. So what President Biden did on this trip, I think, has to be broken into a few parts. The general Israel trip was good. You know, he said the right things to Israel. But once you scratch through that surface of the right words, you have to dig deeper and understand that he and Israel are apart on the Iran deal. President Biden wants to try to solve the Iranian problem with diplomacy. It's not solvable with diplomacy. Iran is a wicked, evil regime. And diplomatically, if you sign a deal with them, all you're doing is buying a little bit of time, the way President Obama bought a little bit of time. In a couple of years' time, when that deal was over, had President Trump not canceled it, Iran would have had the right to have nuclear weapons. They also funded Iran with crazy amounts of money for them to foment terrorism around the world. So I think, unfortunately, President Biden has fallen into that same trap, trying to appease Iran. All he's doing is buying time. And he's also falling into the same traps when it comes to the Palestinians. He's trying to give them these symbolic wins, not insisting that they stop paying terrorists. They reward terrorists to kill Israelis. They give them, they call it a welfare payment system, but in actuality, people who get welfare payments who need it because they're poor get a little bit of money. People who actually harmed or killed Israelis get a lot of money. So he's not engaging with the Palestinians the way he needs to in order to, one, help Palestinians live better lives, but more importantly, how to encourage them to make peace with Israel, or at least come to some sort of accommodation.
Mr. Greenblatt, author of In the Path of Abraham, How Donald Trump Made Peace in the Middle East and How to Stop Joe Biden from Unmaking It. Last part of this, and this hopefully can be the first of many return visits, sir. It's a great book and learning a lot. The Palestinian success story going forward, is it going to be dependent on the Palestinian leadership itself or the Palestinian people themselves figuring out what kind of leadership they want? Hamas or something far less aggressive and far more secular? Is what's going on in what is referred to as the West Bank today, Ramallah, is that a hopeless leadership governed by governing a population that really is with Hamas? How do you put together a people with two different kinds of leadership, one of which is fanatically religious, one of which plays, in my phraseology, footsie with the fanaticism, but isn't satisfactory enough to the fanatics and rules like a dictator autocrat who will not yield power? How do we make sense of this? How do we go forward with this, if we can?
Yeah, no, it's a great question, and the if we can might be the answer. There are polls that suggest that in what some call the West Bank, I call Judea and Samaria, the Palestinian areas there, if there was a fair and free election, which of course there hasn't been and unlikely to be anytime soon, in actuality, Hamas, the terrorists, would win. That, if true, would be very disappointing and further proves why Palestinians can't have a state, because that state would simply threaten Israel. So I hope those polls are not correct. The Palestinians that I know that I've gotten to become friends with over the years, and there are many of them, are interested in better lives. They're interested in a better economy. They're interested in more freedom. While they blame Israel for certain things, they don't blame Israel for all their ills. They blame their leadership, and including the ones in Gaza, by the way. The ones in Gaza understand that they're being subjugated by Hamas, but none of them are powerful enough to change that trajectory. So until there is new Palestinian leadership, there really is no hope for peace with Israel. And even worse, there's no hope for a better future for them, certainly not the ones in Gaza.
Well, Mr. Greenblatt, I had the opportunity to talk with you today. I know it was a short couple of segments on a very large topic, but over a very good book. And I hope, as I say, this can be a down payment for a return visit. Let me give the information out one more time. Jason D. Greenblatt is the author. The book, In the Path of Abraham, How Donald Trump Made Peace in the Middle East and How to Stop Joe Biden from Unmaking It. Congrats on the book, sir, and thank you very much.
Thanks for having me. Great conversation. I appreciate it.
You betcha. We'll talk again soon, I hope. I'm Seth Leibson, and we will be right back.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.